work out in the end.
Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hutt County Master Gardener, Wayne Bowman. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Well, doing well. So it's a quiet time for gardening, except you say that we're coming into the time when it's a good time to plant fruit trees.
Yes. Fruit trees go in during the colder, especially the bare root trees go in. The nurseries are sending out the catalogs now that you can pick the trees that you want. And the variety, of course, there's several of the catalogs that I've gotten already have pretty good selection of trees and other plants.
Now, you distinguish, and we talked here a while back about planting trees that had a what you call a ball root, and they're in a bucket, and they have dirt around the roots. But now you just said something about bare root trees. So,
yes,
so distinguish between those.
Yes, that's right. The bare root tree, if you when you get the bare root tree, essentially it looks like a stick.
Yeah.
There's no roots, there's no soil that's left on the roots. They dig it out, and they ship it in a, if you're getting it by shipment, they ship it in a package that is has moisture in it to keep the root moist. That's one of the things you have to do is keep the root moist.
I see.
And then this time of year is when you do that, you trim the root off so it fits your hole properly. And, of course, just like with the one with the ball root, you don't plant it too deep. You only plant it as deep as it was planted in the nursery.
Mm-hmm. So is the bare root trees, are the bare root trees fruit trees more desirable, more successful in North Texas at this time of year?
Well, this time of year, yes. And in general, that's the type of tree that you get when you're going to plant several.
Uh-huh.
They're much less expensive.
I see.
One thing.
Because they're less developed, right?
Yeah, they're less developed. Takes a little bit longer. There's a few things you have to do, like you have to trim them down when you're putting them in. Essentially, when you plant I have peach trees here. When I planted the peach trees, after I finished planting them, essentially it just looked like I had a couple of sticks sticking out of the ground.
Not very satisfying at that stage, is it?
Doesn't look, no, it's not exactly what you call perfect landscaping,
right,
no.
Right. We're talking with Wayne Bowman, Hutt County Master Gardener. So the fruit trees that you would be planting in you say, December and January, would likely then be bare root trees.
Yes, that is true.
That is true.
And like I said, that's the this is the time of year that you do that. The trees are totally dormant when you get them.
Yep.
And they will begin to break out of dormancy in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
When you pick these trees out, of course, be very careful about it. Some of the ones you get at the big box stores that have ball roots and everything aren't actually for our climate. So so be careful about that when you choose your trees. Go online. TAMU has a really good reference material in there about picking the different trees out that will survive well in our climate.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing you would suggest going to a nursery as opposed to, as you say, one of the big box stores if you're looking for bare root fruit trees, unless, as you say, you're ordering online.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly, a nursery will be able to guide you through the process. If you're unfamiliar with how to plant the trees, they'll show you how to do it and get you going.
Yeah. I'll tell you, now you mentioned peach trees, and I've had good experience, not my own, but I'm familiar with people who've had good luck with peach trees in this area. As I recall, my grandmother had, although I don't hear people refer to plum trees, I think she had a plum tree. Is that something that's a thing?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Plums.
And we
plums grow well.
And she had
yes.
a lot of plums every year.
Mm-hmm. And there's certain types of apples you can get that will grow well in our climate, although not very many. That's one of those things you have to be really careful about.
What types of apple trees are successful?
Those I can't really tell you.
Okay.
I, I don't have a reference.
Well, I did. I did see that. Also, I was doing a little bit of research online before we talked. I did see several variety of apple trees mentioned. My mother and dad, growing up in Greenville, had a very successful pear tree that was very mm-hmm. very productive. They did quite well because it was long established, but it was a good tree.
Yeah, you can. It depends on how much cold weather the tree needs to survive. What happens is during the wintertime when they go into dormancy, you have to get so many hours below a certain temperature. It's called chill hours. And that will allow the tree to complete its dormancy. And then, of course, when it starts to break dormancy, if you get one that has a small chill requirement, you know, a lower chill requirement, it may very well break dormancy before the last frost of the season. And of course, that'll ruin the doggone thing.
Mm-hmm. If you were to plant in December or January, how long, we're talking, I presume, years, before these trees start to become productive?
Second to third year,
okay.
You'll see
not
some
bad.
Production. It'll really get, after the third year, they'll really start producing well.
Oh, that's not too bad at all. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Wayne, this is a good tip, so thank you for that. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line.
All right, have a great week.
All right, Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.